Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
I'm Kerry Scholl with the Hyper Fast Podcast, and I am so excited to have Billie Jean.
Woo!
Billie Jean is Marketing here with us today. So real estate agents, if you have not followed this man, if you have not seen him, you need to. He is one of my video idols. He rocks it and gets so much engagement. How many views have you had on your channel?
I think on our ads overall, somewhere over 400 million. Coming up to half a billion, yeah.
400 million.
Really, and really quick, let me just say thank you for having me and thanks for even doing this. I'm a huge fan. I had the opportunity to speak at your event, but we got to kind of co-teach together afterwards. And I was like, man, I need to get out my notepad. Like, she's the real deal. And doing all of this while pregnant, like, I just want to give major kudos, points, accolades, you know, all the good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. So, for our viewers out there, they're in real estate.
Yeah.
A lot of them, the idea of doing video is like, hell no.
Yeah.
So what would you tell them if they're trying to get started in the video game? They're trying to figure out how to get attention from buyers, sellers, potential clients.
Yeah.
What would your advice be?
Well, I'd first start off by saying, why do people buy anything in the first place? And it always goes back to that classic, because they know, like, and trust you, right? And that's as old as time, that will be forever. So when it comes to videos, you gotta ask yourself, even if you're afraid to do it, if your competitors have a video showing themselves, showing their teams, their families, their values, what they stand for, and you don't, you're a ghost, you're hard to find online. And when they do find you, the last thing they see was something that was posted 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or maybe you post once every year or a birthday. It's just very simple. Who's going to win the business every single time?
Absolutely.
The person with content, right?
Yes.
And for that simple reason, you guys, you gals, if you're not doing it, you will go out of business. It's a really real thing. This is not a question is if I should do, it's how should you do it, and you need to do it immediately.
Yep. Absolutely. So how should they do it? Because let's get in their mindset, and I'm speaking for you guys right now, but I've talked to a lot of you and you're afraid. They're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to be. I don't like how I look on video. I don't like how I sound.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Yeah.
So what you do is you start, most of the time people are like, all right, I'm going to do my video, but then they freeze because they have a couple of limiting beliefs. First thing you think is, hey, I don't have like a high production video team. My video doesn't look good like this. Like, and you start to worry about all these things. I'll give you a tip from a guy who just spent $500,000 on advertising last month.
Last month.
On my personal brand, not like clients, just on my personal brand. The ads that outperform the high production ones are the ones that just are shot on my cell phone. Almost every single time. So for those of you that are like, I don't have X, I don't have Y, I don't have Z, they don't even work better most of the time. And you can verify that with several other advertisers. So get that out of your head. The other thing is people really struggle on what they're going to talk about. It's like if someone was to ask you a question about real estate, you could go on forever and you're in your expertise and all those good things. But the idea of like actually starting and like looking at the camera and doing like a monologue is intimidating. So simplify, and let me give you guys like an exercise that you can do at home. Take out a blank piece of paper.
Okay.
Draw out a giant capitalized T like this. And then on one side, write problem, and on the other side, write solution. And every problem that your ideal customer is going to face, whether it's a first-time home buyer or people looking for a retirement home, write down like 20 to 30 problems that they're facing, 20 to 30 questions that they have, and then simply answer them.
Oh, I love that. It's
and that's
so
it. That's your, when you simplify, it becomes a lot easier. And so your content is literally a series of short 2 to 5 minute videos that you can upload on YouTube and just say how to blank, how to buy a home with not a lot of, you know, money down. in Arlington or in blank. And then when people are searching, they're going to find you. You're going to be the expert because you're the only person there with videos on the topic. And by default, you're going to earn a lot more trust.
Well, and even the how-to, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
The way people search, you're going to come up in the searches more.
Exactly.
So
it's free, and that's free. It's a free strategy.
Absolutely. I had a series that I did. Now, this was years ago.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely terrible. If you look on my YouTube channel today, you will make fun of me, and that's okay. But it was questions that buyers had about the contract. So I actually did the 12 decisions they had to make to craft an offer.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Right? But I didn't do it in the right format. So people couldn't find the information.
Damn.
They only got them in my emails. So when I get home after listening to Billy talk, I'm going to redo that series and I'm going to make sure people can find it.
Yeah. So just tagging your videos, right? It makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. Okay. So excellent idea about getting over the fear.
Yeah.
Get out your iPhone. Don't worry about all of the rest.
And they know what to say also.
Yeah. Now you know what to say.
How do you make it spicy, right? How do you actually make it exciting?
And entertaining.
So I'll give you kind of the classic, the key things to do to make your videos not boring, even if you feel like you're boring. Number one is props. Like using some cool props. So for example, I'll bring out this microphone here. So you'll notice something about this microphone is it's gold.
Yeah.
Right? It's not your traditional microphone. So like right now, if I wanted to create an ad with Gary and the first thing I showed was like a zoomed in on like, look at this gold microphone, more people are going to pay attention. Now that was just me pulling something out of the air. But it makes sense. So you gotta ask yourself, what is a prop that you can put in your video that people will pay attention to? And even something as simple as just getting an oversized item. So like even if I had like an oversized book right here that was printed out this big and it was like the 12 things to look at when buying, you know, looking over a buyer's contract or whatever it is. And it was this big and we print out this mega size and we were talking about it, it would get your more attention more because it's bigger and it's unusual. So ask yourself, what are people not usually seeing? And that's usually an easy way to start with props.
I'm going to do that right when I get home and all of you can see that I'm
ever sat down for a contract and you just roll it out and it scrolls all the way down the bottom? Yeah. Simple things like that, right? And you can make it, and it makes it fun. Next is, and do Amazon. Just go to Amazon. You can order anything on Amazon.
After you told me,
shindigs.
When I first met you, I heard Billy speak and he said, get props. I got a life-size Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And I did some of my videos with life-size version of him because I'm like, oh yeah, he can be my prop when I'm talking to Amazon people.
Heck yeah. And people love it?
Yeah.
And it's something so simple, right? Like you get it quick,
it's
cheap.
Yeah, it was like $14.99 on Amazon.
Done.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I want you guys to think about is music. Sound's a big part because music makes us emotional. Music makes us excited, it makes us angry, it makes us sad, it brings up old memories, etc.
Makes us lose control.
So there's two websites. Music makes me, that's gonna be stuck in my head, damn it.
I couldn't help it.
All right, so two websites, artlist.io, artlist.io, and audiojungle.net. And both of those websites allow you to search for music by emotion. So you can type in angry and it's gonna give you like 10,000 songs that make you feel angry. And I think it's $7 to legally use a song in your advertisements. So you may hear something on the radio and be like, oh, I wanna add that to my video, but you can't do that because you don't own the rights. And they'll literally pull it down in a second. It won't work. But Audio Jungle is a great resource where you can legally use that music even in your paid advertisements, which is massive. Awesome. And then the last thing is environment. Simple tactical technique. Go to Google, type in 10 most interesting places in my city, drive to those places and shoot your how-to videos there.
Ooh, I love that.
Simple, easy, done.
Awesome.
And like not expensive. Everything we just said is not like, so don't like, if you're gonna say like, I don't have the budget, what are you talking about? You just don't have the creativity. Remember that.
Are you a real estate agent looking to grow your business in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? The Kerry Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated people who want to be a part of a collaborative and competitive team poised to become number one in the world by 2021. Our new agents have success at a rate that is nearly 9 times the industry average, and our experienced agents average over $252,000 a year. Our industry-leading lead generation, training, and support systems put our agents in the best possible position for success. If you want to work hard, serve more clients, have fun, and make more money, then call us today at 703-661-9756 or go to KerrySchollCareers.com.
Awesome. What is a simple way, because if they're going to be going to different locations, the one thing they need to nail is the audio. Right? They can use their iPhone. But how? What's a simple technique for them getting quality audio so people can hear them?
Great call. Because bad audio definitely ruins the experience of any video, any audio experience, and people just tune out because there's too much competition. They can keep scrolling. Yeah. So get a lavalier microphone on Amazon. Type in the word lavalier. I think it's L-A-V-A-L-I-E. Now you don't.
I cannot spell it.
Yes. Google some stuff. Lavalier microphone. But essentially, like, you guys see I have like a little thing right here, and Kelly has a little thing right here. They'll just clip onto your shirt. Now listen, there's microphones made specific, lavalier microphones made specifically for your cell phone. Now the trick is when you go to Amazon and type in lavalier mic, make sure the one that you're getting is compatible with the actual cell phone that you have or it will not work. So just check on that. But most of the lavalier mics, especially the wired ones, they'll probably cost you anywhere from $2 to $12. It's inexpensive.
Not expensive.
Yeah, and then even lights. Like, lighting is what really makes a video pop, like the quality, especially when using your cell phone. So going to Amazon, buying a set of box lights, there's some of their Amazon Prime. I believe you're going to spend about $60 there, and they'll last you probably 5 years.
This is like a little hack. Before, I felt comfortable buying the lights, which sounds funny. It's like $60,
yeah,
right? So if you guys are really struggling with this, I hope you're not. But if you are, there's this little tiny light that you can buy that you actually put on your iPhone, and it works surprisingly well. It looks like a little miniature ring.
Yeah.
It's $12.99.
Boom.
I still use that sometimes.
Boom. 100%. Yeah. So start there.
It's easy. You can travel with it. If you're like running across town and you have a meeting and then you're shooting a video with a lot of agents, you guys are running, and I get that.
Yeah.
That's easy. You can bring that with you anywhere. So whenever the moment strikes you, in your purse or your pocket, if you're a dude.
Or your man bag.
You could just have these tools and bust them out and just nail your video right then.
Listen to what she said. I mean, again, you can put the little lavalier microphone in your man bag or purse. Put the little attachment light in your purse. You got your cell phone on your purse. You are a mobile studio. Stop making excuses. Make it happen, damn it.
Yes, I love it. And you can interview people on the street. Ask them why they love the neighborhood. Like, we started doing this too, where we'll just say, what are your thoughts about Crystal City? You know, why do you love it for the people in our area?
It's a powerful tip. I like that.
And then you get great content to go into what you're talking about if you're trying to sell a home.
Yeah.
That people are interested in.
And then the last step to do all this is, once you have your video, you know what to say, as we've discussed. The question is, how do you get it out to more people?
And magic question.
That's the magic question. And this is usually where people drop the ball. And it's because you have to advertise. Oh my gosh, not advertising. See, what happened is, when you hear that word, you're thinking as advertising as an expense. And if you lose money, well, shit, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
However, I want to flip that on you. What if you spent $300 advertising your services, and then you got two people who wanted to buy and sell a house? What would their commission be on something like that, ballpark?
Depends on where they are in the country. In my area, the average commission is $15,000. So let's just cut it in half and imagine we're somewhere else in the country.
Let's cut it in 75%, right?
Let's
say you only make $5,000, but you spent $300. Is that a pretty good ROI?
I mean, it's a sick ROI. And in addition, you're building your brand.
Yes.
And so someone else, Tommy, who needs to sell his house in 2 years, now knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only investing in that $5,000, you're also investing in your future and your brand.
And then some people are saying, well, yeah, if it works, but what if it doesn't? Here's the thing. It probably won't at first. You're going to suck at it. Whatever happened to people realizing that when you do something new for the first time, you suck? You're not good. That's how it works. You think Michael Jordan was great at basketball? Like, he just came out of his mother and was like, just started dribbling and dunking out. Like, what are you talking about? Well, you had to practice.
Yeah, and guys, what makes me laugh about this, in addition to the fact that Billy's funny, is that you all are okay throwing $300, $500, $700 a month
Facts.
At Zillow,
Facts.
At Realtor.com, at all these other lead sources that aren't making you crap, right? You're wasting money, but because your friend is doing it and it's working for them, you keep investing money there.
Exactly.
What he said, flip the script, like, change it. How do you take control of your future and your destiny? And I love the idea of being empowered with advertising your video.
And here's the thing, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know what, like, I've had conversations with a lot of real estate agents, and they say, you know what, like, social just doesn't work for me. And they really have that limited belief. They say, no one in my industry is doing it. But you know what winners think? is, wow, what an opportunity. Yeah. No one in my industry is doing this. That's how you get the edge. That's how you make, you know, leaps and bounds. And the competition's like, what happened? What did you do? It's like, well, dude, I advertised while you were crossing your fingers and hoping that you got a referral.
Absolutely.
Simple formula.
It's huge. It's huge. Okay, so one last question.
Yeah.
When you're talking to all entrepreneurs out there, because real estate agents are people that are building businesses and they're trying to figure out how to scale, what would be a message you would give them? You've scaled this incredible business very, very quickly. What's the nugget that has helped you have confidence in the moments where you're questioning it all?
Honestly, not to drive home the advertising part, because whether you advertise or not, I do not make any more or less money. But my ability to be able to generate customers on demand. See, when you're betting on referrals, it's out of your control.
Yeah.
Like, maybe someone sent you a referral, maybe they didn't. And that's where the stress and anxiety comes from. It's like, you don't have any control of your future. But me right now, if I was a real estate agent, knowing that I can turn on a Facebook ad and then within hours have somebody who scheduled a time on my calendar to talk, that's what helps me sleep at night. That's what gives me confidence. And so having that ability, the same ability that you can learn, I learned it and practiced it just like anybody else. That's hands down what gives me the, and what's helped us grow. The reason why we've grown to, you know, what we've done today is 100% because of that skill set.
You know what's ironic?
Yeah.
I don't talk about this, but when I got in the business, I immediately started lead generating. The first year that we could advertise on Facebook, I spent $21,000.
Yes.
And I had a small team at the time, but I knew that I wasn't relying on anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I could hire my first assistant. I could hire three ISAs, everything you've
the
ever
confidence
heard
all came.
Yeah, when I'm telling my story, I didn't have to just hope I would get this opportunity to meet someone at the grocery store, because I knew that I could just turn up the heat on my ads.
And how much time did you save? Like, guys, when you have to do, like, go to all the meetups and go to all the, I mean, who has time for that? I like to fall asleep, wake up, get a notification on my phone that somebody wants to do business with me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And guess what? You can too. You just have to learn it. You got to get past your fear of technology, because technology is like 7% of it. It's clicking buttons. And I promise you, after doing it a couple times, creating your first few ads, you'll get over it. You just got to do it and make yourself uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys take Billy's advice. I hope that do it. You can scale a business just with this one skill. And if you figure out how to do this, you can put a box around it and continue to scale other pieces.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Or any other industry too. Like, it's you want an investment that lasts, invest into yourself. Because you learn the skill set, and dude, like, it doesn't matter if you're doing real estate. What, you tell me, what business are you gonna start where you're not gonna need to learn this stuff? I rest my case.
And drop the mic.
Boom. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Let everybody advertise, damn it.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.